just want to congratulate you on that fine man you elected as mayor.
Well, Frank phoned me.
Yeah.
Way after you spoke to him, and he was.
Yeah, Rose told me about it.
The boy.
He was what?
He was just as thrilled as a boy.
Great.
He was so delighted that you phoned him. He called me right away, and he said, "You have no idea who called me." And I said, "Oh, yes, I do."
Yeah, yeah.
He was so delighted.
Great.
I am.
You don't you don't you, you
great friend.
Yeah.
In Frank, Mr. President.
Let me say that. Don't you really feel that that's a lot better for us than to have had Longstreth?
No question about it.
Right.
No question about it.
That's the way we played it. So, and I really feel. I just think we just got to keep Frank from being taken in by that Democratic hierarchy, you know.
Mr. President, I want to assure you that I'm going to stick as close to that situation as I possibly can.
Well, you're not coming in Thanksgiving, I understand.
No, because
I think that's
if I do come then,
you can't come Christmas.
It would be I don't think it would be proper for me to return again for Christmas.
And that you ought to do.
Exactly.
Well, in any event, I'm just going out for the dedication, and I have to come back because I've got a very heavy schedule here at the moment.
I think it's very generous of you to go.
Well, Bob Hope is such a good friend, and I just want to be sure that he knows we're supporting him. And it's a great project, too. So I'm just...
May I tell you how very much I admire your continuing to grasp all the initiatives?
Well, you know, some of your... you may have noted some people are sort of saying that this foreign aid thing is a defeat. Just don't believe it, because we'll get a continuing resolution. The Senate's going to look very bad on this.
And quite possibly, you might come out with a type of legislation that will even be better.
We hope so, and we're going to keep right on top of them. The UN vote, there wasn't a thing we could do about that. We did the best we could, but I can assure you that we're going to remember our friends on that one too.
I know, but in these areas, your footwork has been awfully good.
Right.
You'll turn it around.
We certainly got two good judges, incidentally. They'll both be confirmed. Two very strong men, Powell and Rehnquist.
I had a letter from a friend of mine from Virginia who is so enthusiastic because Judge Powell... Mr. Powell has been one of his one of his closest friends, and he couldn't have a finer American.
His only problem is his age, but as I said to the press, ten years of him is worth 30 of basically Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel about it anyway.
Mr. President, I'm going to stay very close to that situation because I recognize what is involved.
Yeah. How are you getting along at the present time with Heath and the foreign minister?
Heath, I think, was just a little hurt that he was only given 1 hour notification, about the news going to Moscow.
Right, right.
It would appear to me that the Russians did a bit of talking.
Well, as a matter of fact,
about a week ahead of time.
The difficulty is that
I subsequently found that out.
The Russians talked, but they told us not to. That was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, I had inferred as much to Hume when I talked. I was trying to signal him that something was coming, but I had been, we'd made a commitment. But we got to remember. Heath's got to remember that we're not going to embarrass them on South Africa or Rhodesia or any of those things.
And meanwhile, we're Keith would ordinarily be inclined to be understanding, he's got to put on some kind of a facade
right.
for the European group.
That's correct. He's got to
get in under the tent. So he has to act perhaps a little colder for several months.
Well, you can...
That's the way I read the cards.
I understand that. And, of course, we've supported him on his common market initiative,
mm-hmm.
and that was a fine victory for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, it's good to talk to you, and I hope you
thanks
and Lee...
Thanks for calling.
And give Lee my best.
I'm delighted to do that, Mr. President.
From Pat. Bye.
Right on.